Sorry, in the morning I tried, I couldn't get connected, so I'm happy that I'm connected this time. On behalf of the government of Uganda, I would like to give you an indication of how far we have gone with the accession to the Water Convention. The Republic of Uganda has been participating in Transboundary Water Cooperation for over 50 years. We do host the Secretariat of the Nile Basin Initiative, and we have been participating in cooperation with the 11 riparian countries of the basin. We have also been hosting an annual training on international water law and governance since 2015. And the recent one took place last year in November, where the Water Convention Secretariat also participated. We also recently ratified the Nile Basin Cooperative Framework Agreement. And with 98% of Uganda's land area falling within the Nile Basin, for us, transboundary water cooperation is actually a must and not a choice. In view of that, Uganda is considering accession to the convention. As has been mentioned earlier, as the first step, we held a national meeting on 15th November 2019, where we aimed at increasing awareness and understanding of the convention, its provisions, obligations, as well as the benefits the country will get through acceding the convention. This meeting was attended by various ministries of government. We had Minister of Foreign Affairs, Minister of Justice, Minister of Energy, Minister of Water, and also the academic institutions. And I'm happy to note that the staff of the Secretariat participated at the invitation of Uganda. We also had a participant from Ghana who shared Ghana's experiences. And I must say that that meeting was very, very important to get the Ugandan team to appreciate what we would benefit as a country. Since that time, we have nominated the Minister of Water and Environment as the focal point ministry for moving this agenda forward. We have also shared information on the convention with various government agencies. We have also held discussions with them to highlight to them the benefits the country will get. We had planned to hold meetings with the various ministries and stakeholder meetings, and also to prepare a cabinet paper to inform our cabinet on the need and the benefits. But all of this has been affected by the COVID lockdown. Since March this year, the country went into lockdown and most of the activities were put on hold. But we are slowly getting out of the lockdown, so we want to resume within this month, and we expect that we'll be back on board, and hopefully we shall become a member and a party to the convention. Thank you very much.